Today's psalm is 100 on page 604 of the Church Bibles. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Got Bibles open, everybody. You're going to want to have them open. And have a look, because this psalm tells us to do something that you might not have expected us to be doing when you woke up this morning. So can somebody have a look and tell me what the first word of this psalm is? The first word. So we're Psalm 100, page 604. I want to see what the first word of the psalm is. Benji? Shout! That's the first word of this psalm. Might not be what you expected when you woke up this morning. Now, does anyone here think they're really good at shouting? And do they want to come and show us how it's done? Who? Katie, you think you're good at shouting? You want to show us how it's done? All right, come up here. I think this is going to be good. Whatever you want, Katie. Maybe just, that's what I would do. Go on, give us a good shout. That was pretty good. Okay, stay there.
Great. Now, this psalm gives us a little bit more information of what to shout about, okay? Now, there are lots of reasons, aren't there, why we might shout. We might shout when we're angry, or when we're scared, or when we're excited, like our football team's playing or something. But can someone have a look again at this psalm and shout out, or put your hand up and say, what is God telling us to shout about? Go on then, Peter. You ready? Joy! Fantastic! Shout for joy. This is a kind of yippee shout with great happiness. Do you want to have a go at that, Katie?
Yippee!
Oh, nice, beautiful. Okay, one more. Stay here a little bit longer. Because the psalm's not just telling us to shout for joy, yippee, randomly. We're not just meant to be shouting to ourselves. Have a look. Who are we meant to be shouting to? Lily? God, brilliantly. It says, shout for joy to the Lord. Okay, so try again. This is more like, God, you're brilliant. That's what we're going for. Nice and loud.
God, you're brilliant.
Oh, hasn't she done well? Let's give her a round of applause. Good job, Katie.
Thank you, Katie, very much. This psalm is about shouting for joy to the Lord. And again, it says things like worship with gladness, sing with joyful songs, come and praise him with thanksgiving. It's a really happy psalm. And I hope that by the time we go home this morning, our cheeks will be aching because we've been smiling so much because of this.
But why? Important question, isn't it? Why should the whole world be so happy? Especially when there's been a pandemic for the last year and a half, right? Lots of us are feeling fed up or hurt or tired. So why should we be shouting for joy to the Lord?
Well, don't worry, because the next sentence tells us. Have a look at verse 3. And it says there that the Lord is God. The Lord is the one who rules over everything. He's in charge of you and me, of our church family, of Frogmore, Park Street, St Albans, the UK, the whole world, the whole universe. The Lord is God.
But he's not so big, looking after the universe, that he's forgotten about us. He's not so interested in galaxies and stars and everything that he doesn't care about you and me. Because what it says next is it says, the Lord is God, it is he who made us, and we are his. Now, I wonder if you have ever made something that you're really proud of. I know someone over here has made something she's really proud of. Poppy, do you want to come up and show us? Wow, come stand over here, Pops. Oh, wow. So do you want to hold that up for everybody to see? And can you tell me, what have you made?
I made a rabbit.
A rabbit. I don't know if you can see, it's got beautiful ears. And can you show us its trick? What can it do?
Fly.
It can fly. How cool is that? And also, you made it especially so it could wave. This is a brilliant rabbit, isn't it? Good job. Now, Poppy, you've made this rabbit. Are you proud of it?
Yes.
And do you like it? Do you love it?
Yes.
You do. Brilliant. Let's give Poppy a round of applause. Good job, Poppy. Put it down. Well done. Wasn't that a beautiful rabbit? And Poppy made it, and she's really proud of it. And she loves it because she made it. And you know what? That's a bit like how God feels about us. God made us, and when he looks at us, like when Poppy looks at that rabbit, God is proud of us, and he loves us. So next time you're feeling a bit small or a bit worthless, well, remember that God made us. He looks at us, and he's proud of us, and he loves us. And shout for joy to the Lord.
But there's even more, I wonder if you noticed, in the psalm, because there's something extra special it says for God's people. That's the people who are trusting in him. It calls us the sheep of his pasture. Now, I don't know about you, but at first sight, that seems a bit strange because I don't feel much like a sheep. I don't know about you, Polly. I wonder, is there anybody in here who could help us think a bit about sheep? I thought I heard a bar there.
Oh, what was that noise?
Bah, over here. I'm Barney the sheep. I think maybe I can help you.
Brilliant. A real life sheep. Come on up. Hello, Barney. We've just read about sheep, but we don't really understand. Can you help us?
I can try.
Firstly, it says in our reading that we are like sheep in a pasture. So what is a pasture?
Oh, a pasture is the best. Go into your pasture is like coming home from a long day's work. Pastures have loads of grass and water. It's somewhere where you have everything that you need.
Brilliant, doesn't it? And it says here, we're sheep of the Lord's pasture. What does that mean?
Well, the pasture belongs to the shepherd, so that must make the Lord your shepherd. Ah, shepherds are brilliant. They look after you and they protect you, and they take you to good pastures so that you have everything that you need. And if you wander off, they'll come back and find you and bring you back. And if a bear comes, then they'll fight it off so that you can be safe. If you have a good shepherd, you know that you're going to be okay.
Wow, okay. So this is telling us that the Lord is like our shepherd and we are like his sheep. That he looks after us and protects us and gives us everything we need, like your shepherd looks after you.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I'm going to be heading back to my pasture now. That grass isn't going to eat itself.
Brilliant. Well, thanks a lot, Barney.
Bye.
Wow, that means that the God who's in charge of the world cares for us and looks after us like a shepherd looks after his sheep. That includes all the wonderful things we are giving thanks for at harvest today. But it's more than that, because the Bible says that the Lord Jesus is our shepherd. And like Barney's shepherd would fight against a bear, well, the Lord Jesus fought. And in fact, gave up his life for us on the cross to protect us. Now that makes me even more want to shout for joy to the Lord, to come before him with joyful songs. And we have the chance to do that again in our next song. It tells us how great God is as our creator and as our provider. He's so great, he's indescribable. So let's stand and sing Indescribable together. Thank you. Well, this psalm has told us to shout for joy to the Lord, the God of the whole earth, and because of all the good things he's given us that we can thank him for this harvest. But then it continues in verse 4. Have a look down. And it says there, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name.
I've got a gate. I've got a gate. That's what it says. Does anyone want to come through my gate?
Polly, we're not talking about a little tiny gate like that. The psalm is talking about the gates of the temple in Jerusalem, like this.
Oh, yeah.
And the courts, the area inside, is miles bigger than your gate.
Yeah, sorry, got excited. You're right, you're right. The temple was way bigger, way better than my gate. And it was where God's people in the Old Testament went to be with God. And whenever there was a festival, God called his people to come and celebrate at the temple. It was basically an invitation. I wonder if you've ever received an invitation like this. It's an invitation to go to the best celebration ever.
And what's exciting is this invitation wasn't just to Israel. Remember the first sentence of the psalm. It was to all the earth. So let's pull this off. An invitation to all the earth. You are invited to an amazing celebration. So, in the temple. So perhaps we should head off to Jerusalem then. I wonder, Polly, do you know, is it on the green list?
well, hold on. Because the temple in Jerusalem was actually destroyed about 2,000 years ago. So we can't go there now. You see, Jesus came. He was God coming to live on earth, not in a building, but as a person, which is way, way better. And he said that the temple wasn't needed anymore. In fact, he said this, it'll come up on the screen. At their version of the harvest festival, Jesus said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them."
Wonderful. So the way to celebrate our harvest celebration today is not to go looking at the Jerusalem ruins, but to come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus. Come to him. And you and I can come to Jesus today right here, by speaking to him, by praying to him, by asking him to give us this living water, by drawing near to him in our hearts.
Coming to Jesus and receiving his love is wonderful, really, really wonderful. And that's why it says in the psalm, we come with thanksgiving and praise. And in verse 5, look, it says, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." Now, all generations, what that means is from parents to their children, to their children, to their children, to their children, on and on and on. To help us think about that, we've queued up a family somewhere here. Jordan's going to find them for us. Here they are. Everybody, if you can turn and have a look over here. Now, how about, could you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Zoe.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Kathleen.
Brilliant. Okay, and now Zoe, who's Carolyn to you?
My mum.
Oh, okay. Now Carolyn, who's Kathy to you?
She's my mum.
Oh, okay. Okay, all right then. So we've got three generations here from one family. And how about Zoe? Is God faithful to you?
Yeah.
Carolyn, is God faithful to you?
Oh, yes, very much so.
Even when you were Zoe's age?
Yes, yes.
Wow, definitely. And Kathy, is God faithful to you?
Oh, yes, very faithful.
Brilliant, even when you were Zoe's age?
I wouldn't be without him.
Oh, brilliant. Thank you very much. Should we give them a round of applause? Three generations showing us that God is faithful through all generations.
Wonderful. Thank you. Kathy's our longest standing member here at Holy Trinity. And you know what? Thinking about God's love like this reminds me of what we're doing in Hot Shots on Fridays at our after school club, because we are looking at this wonderful Bible called the Jesus Storybook Bible. And in it, it says this: no matter what, in spite of everything, God would love his children with a never stopping, never giving up, unbreaking, always and forever love. And though they would forget him and run from him, deep in their hearts, God's children would miss him always and long for him. Lost children yearning for their home. Which means that you and I can come to God through Jesus today and know that we will have his love forever. Now that is certainly something to smile about and to thank him for today.